Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So I'm really starting to get in the grind with like YouTube and things. It's just that like my Wi-Fi doesn't really work, and I can't use the Wi-Fi at work. So I'm just like trying to create videos, but I can't really upload them. But the one of the videos I'm going to create is I spoke to Jake Fromm for my work. I'll just use different sound. Or like if they catch me, whatever. I'll use some sound from him. Hopefully it doesn't go viral or anything like that. Hopefully it has just a few thousand views and no build, that sort of thing. But I spoke to Jake Fromm's coach, and I think he should start. Now, when you had Mike Glennon, you know, I don't think we should start. I mean, he has a concussion, and he doesn't really inspire confidence. He can't move. Jake Fromm, I'm not saying he's the next, I guess, Tom Brady. I'm not saying he's going to be the next guy, but he's exceeded expectations. I spoke to his coach, and he said, like, this Jake Fromm guy, every single thing we gave in front of him, he succeeded. He took the job his freshman year, and he's kind of a Georgia legend. He's smart, and he could pick up this playbook. 100 to 120 plays, he said. I'm going to try to learn these as much as possible. He's gone through the full week like as if he was a starting quarterback, and I think we should play him, because Mike Glennon isn't really instilling confidence. And, you know, with this defense, they're going to start giving up. But if you have Jake Fromm in there, they're like, yeah, let's try this new kid out. You know, out of Georgia, you know, you have him with Andrew Thomas, him with, I guess, Isaiah Wilson, him with Wenzel Carter. You know, the defense is going to play a little bit harder. J.R. Reed is like, no, trust me, this guy's good. You know, they're not going to say he's the next coming. I'm not expecting them to say, oh, no, we should fight and have like an epic speech about it. No, I'm saying this team, especially the defense, might get a little bit extra of a boost. Because Mike Glennon, he was like 0-7, 8, 9, 10 with the Jags last year. And people were talking about how he's better than Colt McCoy. I said he's not better than Colt McCoy. I mean, he may have a better, stronger arm, but he can't move. His accuracy is wild. You could just tell. Remember in like the preseason, we're watching like Mike Glennon and Clayton Thorson or Brian Lewerke, both of them. They're just like so inaccurate. Like, just throw it to him. You really take advantage how good like the Aaron Rodgers and, you know, even Kyler Murray's, Russell Wilson's are, you know, putting the ball like at least close to the receiver. But I always said Mike Glennon wasn't good. But yeah, so I think we should just go with the guy from. I spoke to his coach. I don't know about YouTube short about it. And yeah, that should be fun. Leonard Williams was talking about this. He goes, he's a little bit frustrated because, especially coming off a loss, you don't really want to take a road trip. It's kind of like, I did this analogy in like a previous recording. Like, you're going on a road trip, and then all of a sudden, like, your mom dies, or like you get sick, or, you know, something bad happens, and it kind of just ruins your trip. Another good analogy for it is, like, you know, you just find out bad news, and then you have to, you know, go somewhere. You have to go on a trip. You have to go to your uncle's house. Like, you're already not in a good mood because, you know, something bad happened. Girlfriend broke up with you. I don't remember really that many scenarios. Or something bad. You get a bad test grade, and all of a sudden, you're gone. Like, you have to go. It's just like, but then if you get a good test grade, you're on the top of the moon. What sometimes one of my YouTube videos, it like pops off. I'm showing all my friends my YouTube, but then sometimes I get a string of videos that get like 50 views. I'm like, oh yeah, it kind of humbles you. Kind of humbles you a little bit. But yeah, he doesn't want to go on the trip, and in a way. But I think that's what's going to motivate the team. With Joe Judge, I said it last year a little bit, like kind of like what we weren't seeing. First of all, Judge, his timeouts, I'll continue to say it. I'm like, he's not really a good timeout caller. Like, well, what's kind of going on with that? Like, is it the headsets? And they suddenly started using excuses. And now with this team, you know, we said they would be disciplined. They are disciplined. But then in the beginning of the season, we're like, oh, wait, we saw signs of that. So don't forget about how undisciplined this team was in the beginning. Penalties are up in the league. Just in general, I took a look at like the stat. Like, the leader last year was like 5.5 penalties per game, and now it's like 6.5. Or it's like, it's been ticking up pretty dramatically, actually. Like, I would say 20 to 25% more penalties per game, per team, too. But, you know, Joe Judge, I mean, if this medical thing with Daniel Jones comes out that they knew, man, that's going to be, is that one of the biggest scandals in the NFL in like 3-4 years? Not trying to be like hyperbolic. Like, you had a quarterback that you potentially, allegedly knew was injured, and you still put him out there with a neck injury. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Like, save your butts, just play the Eagles. Like, you know, I don't know. I think Daniel Jones basically was trying to tough it out like he always does. he said, oh, it's kind of one of those things when you're sick at school, when you're sick, but you know, at school, I keep on doing these analogies, but you know, at school, there's going to be like the favorite lunch that you had sometimes, but you're a little bit sick, but you knew like today was pizza day. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go in school. You know, Daniel Jones is not going to tell his parents that he's sick. He's not going to tell the coaches that he's injured a little bit because he wants to play. He wants to gut it out because he's fighting for his career. And also because he's like that. He's a competitor. I'm like that too. Like in my work field, you know, something goes wrong, I try to figure out a solution. I don't just throw my hands and give up. You know, I try to figure it out. And like, no excuses. I'm going to be here at work. I was sick one day. I shouldn't have came in, but I'm like, you know, I'm going to figure it out. I don't want to let anybody down. And that's kind of a pride that I like Daniel Jones having, but there's a little bit of a recklessness to him. And I think he eventually will sort it out, but the structural damage to the neck, you know, all the Giants fans mentioned David Wilson. I don't quite remember that whole scenario. So I don't comment. I just remember that I was kind of following the team back then, like 2012, 2013, where David Wilson was drafted. He was supposed to be really good. I think it was coming off the Super Bowl year, I think, maybe. What's up with teams drafting running backs off Super Bowl years? Anyway, I just noticed that. The Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think we drafted him off Bradshaw. Actually, no, we didn't. But you know, it just feels like you have the 32nd pick. Yeah, let's pick a running back in the first round and get him for a lot of years. A pretty good value pick. And then plus, remember the Ravens did that too. They got a running back at pick number 32. Okay, let's stop that. I mean, I was referring to Lamar Jackson, by the way. But what are we talking about? you know, you have a Daniel Jones injury, but the neck stuff, the structural damage, and you knew about it. Like, I think there's Daniel Jones just trying to, you know, be like a leader. He's like, he's a leader. He's like Eli Manning in a way. It's just that Eli Manning didn't run, and Eli Manning learned how to throw the ball away, learned how to slide pretty early. So Daniel Jones still hasn't developed that, and I've been saying it. Learn how to slide. It's just awkward sliding. Learn from, I think Eli Manning learned from Derek Jeter. You know, Daniel Jones learned from freaking DJ LeMahieu. I don't know. Somebody, please. Teach him how to slide. It's not that hard. Why do people not know how to slide? Maybe it's like the fact that the ball's in your hand. But sliding is pretty funny. Like, I guess you scrape, people prefer to escape scraping their knees, but I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of the point I had about Daniel Jones. I don't think he's going to be a starting quarterback in 2 years. What I would do personally is I would keep Fromm for next year because that's a free fifth round pick. If you think about it, a 2020 draft class is looking pretty good. You know, you have AT, you have X, Matt Parrott. I think, let's talk about Matt Parrott for 30 seconds to a minute. I think that it's not even that big of a deal, but I think the team wants to inspire Matt Parrott to make him angry, to make him want it. Because when you're rewarded, you kind of just, I don't really need to do that. Like, if you're not punished, you think your actions eventually are fine. You're like, oh, if you don't really get punished but now he's not going to sink into those bad habits. He's always going to remember, oh, this team benched me. Or he made it just shot, like, I made the joke. He made it just shot Joe Judge's son and killed him. And then he just wanted to keep it quiet, but he's like, you stay. He must have done something really bad. Spoke out, something. It's going to come out. That's going to be fun. Hard Knocks Giants 2022. Yeah, crazy. But yeah, so that's kind of the thing about Matt Parrott. And then going through the rest of the draft, Darnay, Cam Brown, nice special teamer. But Colin Coward made a good point. Where's the special teams with Joe Judge? And he knows a lot about it, but it doesn't seem like we're excelling in it that much. But anyway, Cam Brown, Shane the Mew, well, injured, but he wasn't really looking that hot. Then Chris Williamson, Tay Crowder, looking like a solid linebacker, guy that you don't want to be, you know, your number one guy. He's a little bit slow. He has that running back speed, where it's just like a 4.5 speed. Yeah, we'll see how he develops, but Carter Coughlin kind of been dealing with an injury all year. That's why we haven't seen him. Pretty solid draft. And I think, honestly, the person that's going to come in to replace Joe Judge, I think he's gone. I think John Myers wants to keep Judge, but how do you do that? How do you keep Joe Judge and just say, or are you going to partner him up with a GM and say you have 1 year? Or just rip the Band-Aid off? But then again, who would you hire? I think John Mara likes Joe Judge, but you put yourself in a precarious situation again. You could just say you have 2 years, but then you don't want to reset once again if the GM does well. You put yourself in a bad spot. I think John Mara was trying to ensure this year at the beginning that you're not going to be bad, and that's exactly what the Giants are. I mean, we should be 6-6, by the way, but you know... we should be fighting for a playoff spot. And I think John Mara really, he just signed Adoree. He signed Kenny. By the way, Kenny Golladay, that's looking like a bad contract. He's a wide receiver too. He's not a wide receiver one, especially now with all the injuries. Can we get rid of that? And now I was thinking about it. Are free agents really going to want to come? We don't have a lot of money. When people are always desperate, like, I don't know, Golden Tate wasn't a free agent signing. Oh, he was. Yeah, people are always desperate, like, you know, no other teams are giving him. He's like, oh, yeah, Giants, we still have a little bit of that aura about us. But this is four or five years now. We're just, you know, we have talent on the team. Chris Sims said it. We have good, not great talent on this team. And that's kind of true. You know, we don't have Jair Alexander. We know the guys can be number one. We thought we had that in James Bradbury, but I even warned that at the beginning of the season. I said, yeah, he's going to take a step back. Like, let's chill out. He's not a shutdown corner. Let's chill out about that. I don't think he had the speed. I don't think he had the tackling. But he had, you know, his ball skills, obviously. He has one of the best ball skills of any quarterback in the league. But, you know, the defense is good, not great. Like, Adoree, good. I think he's better than James Bradbury, by the way. I think he's a true wide cornerback one, but he's not going to knock your socks off. We hope Xavier McKinney is like that, but we'll see. Maybe he's developing to that type of player. You know, Dexter Lawrence, pretty good. You know, Leonard Williams, just solid pieces all around. There's no, like, I guess, game changer unless you want to say Xavier McKinney. Like, Leonard Williams isn't that TJ Watt, or Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa coming off the edge. You know, Aziz is all right. But he's still a rookie, and we'll see what ends up with that. But, you know, in the end, I think the next GM is going to have a pretty good basis of starting off with just depth and talent on this team. People say the Giants have no talent. Well, 3 weeks ago, you said this is one of the most talented teams in the league. So what gives? So I guess you're seeing the performance. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep on saying it. The Giants are a talented team. It's a little bit of injury. It's a little bit of Jason Garrett. It's a little bit of everything. When something is really bad, it's not just one thing. There's a bunch of little things. You know, it's never one specific minute thing. But, you know, it kind of sucks. I love this team. And now, you know, what are you going to do with Sterling? You're going to have to get rid of Sterling Shepard this year. I think DJ, Sterling Shepard gone. Also, I think that we should trade for a quarterback here. People are going to do a bridge with Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what? I don't even want Jimmy G. There's so many memes about him, like, not memes, but jokes. He never sees the underneath linebacker. Sometimes his accuracy is sporadic. Daniel Jones is really just a better version of Jimmy G, in my opinion, you know? Like, if Daniel Jones was on that Shanahan offense, he'd excel, you know. So, that's all about that. I'm kind of leaning towards Russell Wilson now, but $19 million we have to pay him at least. You just trade James Bradbury in that deal and then get rid of your two first. I don't want to get rid of our two first because that's some, like, generational talent you can get there, you know. That's some generational things. And these draft assets are too big. If it's like a 15th and a 16th, you could say, oh, you know what? We're not sure who's going to fall to us. But you know. Yeah, one of the offensive tackles is going to fall to you pretty much. You know that, you know, a defensive interior, maybe Jordan Davis. I don't see him getting that much hype. Is he even entering the draft this year? Because I haven't seen him on draft boards. You know, you're gonna get two of those guys. And all of a sudden, You solidify your offensive line, your defense. We'll continue to talk about it. You solidify your offensive line, your defensive line, and then what are we really missing? You know, you hope that your wide receivers stay healthy a little bit. The wide receivers have been a little bit disappointing, but you spent a lot of assets towards that. If you can figure out this offensive line, that's the keystone. Because all of a sudden, the defense starts playing with a little more oomph. You know, you won't play through your defense. The defense and the offense. It was funny because I mentioned it. I'm like, the defense and the offense seem pretty, like, disjointed, like they're not on, like, the same page, even though we're supposed to play through each other. I'm like, it doesn't really feel like that. And then all of a sudden reports come out, like, hey, the defense is frustrated. I'm like, yeah, I told you. It seems like they're, like, the defense is just the varsity team. The defense is the and then the offense is JV, and then they're scrimmaging together, and you can just tell, like, you know, and it's also like a classic offense and defense. Like, we're doing our best to help, you know, put you up, like a really good pitcher. You know, it's like the pitcher is disconnected from everyone else because if the pitcher's really good, he can kind of carry the rest of the defense. So I need to stop with these analogies, but I think you understand. You've had that before. Like, if you're playing soccer and you're the offense, and then your defense just lets up a goal, it's like, come on, we just fought for like 30 minutes on offense, and then we let up just for a little bit, and all of a sudden the defense, you just let up an easy goal. Like, come on. You know, it's a little, it's, as much as you think team is together, it's frustrating. But again, my best guess is that Daniel Jones is gone. He's going to stay next year. But what I think we should do is kind of just, but at this point, just kind of inch away from him. Because Joe Judge has an easy escape here. I hope you know. Joe Judge has an easy, like, oh, yeah, he's injured. Hopefully this doesn't come out that they were trying to, like, force him for a win versus the Eagles. But I hope that's not the case. If it is the case, it would be easy for John Mara to say goodbye. So either way, you're in a situation, I think, where you can get rid of Joe Judge or get rid of Daniel Jones and have Joe Judge pick his guy. I know he kind of attaches stuff at the hip of Daniel Jones, but you could say, oh yeah, I didn't really like him anyway. Let's go, you know, let's have a backup Jake Fromm, who now is in his third year in the NFL. You have a, you know, pretty good backup, and then you go all in on a quarterback. And that's unless the Seahawks, I could see the Seahawks having really like a falling out a lot. You know, the Seahawks are really like the Houston Texans this year. Good the year before. And I said with the Houston Texans last year before they tanked, I'm like, I had them actually making the playoffs as a 7 seed. I go, you know what? I keep on saying Houston's going to be bad. Let's just have them. Let's have them the good team. And that's what happened to the Seahawks. I'm like, I keep on saying they're going to be bad. And, well, obviously, Russell Wilson injury, but they weren't even playing well before that. But you can have, like, a falling out where the new GM or the new coach, and Russell Wilson's like, I'm not playing for any other team. By the way, he's like, I want to go to New Orleans, Denver, or the Giants. Okay, first of all, the New Orleans are $70 million in cap debt. If they somehow pull off a Russell Wilson trade, they deserve like the financial award of the year, because there's no way that you're gonna all of a sudden make up $100 million. I guess they did that last year, but there's no way, right? Right? I mean, we all say like Russell Wilson's like Drew Brees, that's short, you know, accurate, a little bit mobile. I think Russell Wilson's more thick, you know, obviously he's more thick, but I think he's, especially at this point in his career, what Drew Brees was like 2 years ago, I think he's better still, but I'll be interested to entertain it. We'll still wait and see. I wouldn't mind to Russell Wilson. It's just that, what are we going to have to give up? I wouldn't mind giving away one of them, the first rounders, but the Seahawks are going to be obviously going to be like, well, two first rounders, and then we're going to come back like, we'll do a first and two thirds. You know, like, no, we want that second. I think I can foresee that a little bit. It depends what happens with Daniel Jones. But at this point, you have, if you're Joe Judge, there's an easy escape. You could say, you know, we tried, we failed with Daniel Jones, and there's nothing else we can do. No Jimmy Garoppolo. I think I made all my points. I'm just checking the list now. I didn't check it for 20 minutes, and now I'm checking. Giants free. Oh yeah, free agents. It's gonna be hard to check free agents. And I kind of want Fromm. You know, I want to see. I don't want to see the old Mike. Not old, because it's only happened once. But we know what we have in Mike Glennon, and that's not gonna beat the Chargers. I want to have a little bit of a Georgia versus Oregon thing, and I think that could be pretty interesting. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.